This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new Chancery of the High Commission of India at Bandar Seri Begawan in Brunei last evening. Mr. Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan last afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. In a video message posted on social media platform X, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hasnul Bolkiah on the way forward to the bilateral relationship today. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore today on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Sin Leung and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. The government has given approval to proposals worth 1,45,000 crore rupees to enhance the country's defence preparedness. The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved 10 capital acquisition proposals. The council gave note to procurement of future-ready combat vehicles, air defence fire control radars, Dornier 228 aircraft, next-generation fast patrol and offshore patrol vessels. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday in the border area of Dantewada and Bijapur districts of Bastar Division. The encounter took place when security forces started search operation after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in this area. The World Bank has said that India's medium-term outlook is expected to remain positive amid challenging external conditions. According to the World Bank's latest India Development Update, India's trade opportunities in a changing global context, the growth is forecast to reach 7% in the financial year 2024-25. It will also remain strong in 2025-26 and 2026-27. It added that with robust revenue growth and further fiscal consolidation, the debt-to-GDP ratio is projected to decline from 83.9% in financial year 2023-24 to 82% by 2026-27. The current account deficit is expected to remain at around 1 to 1.6% of GDP up to financial year 2026-27. The India Development Update also observed that India remained the fastest growing major economy and grew at a rapid clip of 8.2% in financial year 2023-24. A comprehensive stakeholder consultation on the theme, Development of Cooperative Sector, Empowering Primary Agricultural Credit Societies, Pacts for Self-Sufficiency, was held in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary Ministry of Cooperation, Dr. Ashish Kumar Bhudani said that in accordance with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi, the Ministry will complete the digitization process of all PACs in the country by the end of this year or by January next year. He added that the focus on creating 2 lakh new multi-purpose PACs is with the vision to cover more and more uncovered and undercovered areas of the country. Ministry of Cooperation envisages to establish viable cooperatives in every panchayat with a focus to develop 2 lakh new PACs as dairy and fishery cooperatives within the next 5 years. Dr. Bhudani said that the ministry is geared up to procure maize at minimum support price, MSP, as promised by Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah. He urged all maize farmers to register themselves in Farmers Portal for procurement by National Cooperative Consumer Federation NCCF and National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India NAFED under Ethanol Blending Program. At the Paralympics in Paris, Deepti Jinaji won bronze medal in the final of women's 400-meter T20 event. Currently, India is at the 18th spot in the medals tally with 16 medals including 3 golds so far. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.